Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, happy Mother's Day. Today we thank God for all of those wonderful mothers in our lives. Because motherhood is hard. Even those of us who aren't mothers know that motherhood is hard. Right, if you're a mother, you know there are all kinds of expectations put upon you. It seems like you're expected to be Superwoman, who always has a smile on her face, who always gets things done, who always does what your family wants. You are never sad or tired or resentful. Yeah, that's not how it works, right? All of us know that. Yes, loving mothers do make sacrifices for their family, but love does not mean taking advantage of somebody. We know that people are broken and flawed. We know that some mothers are not very loving at all. And we know that even those mothers who are loving still sometimes have mixed feelings about the people around them sometimes. Consider, for example, something said by Gwen Randall Young, who is a psychotherapist and author out of Alberta, Canada. In one of her blog posts, she was talking about a phrase that couples often use, but it's a phrase that many people use in many different types of relationships. It's the phrase, "If you really loved me, then you would..." ... Randall Young says that this phrase, quote, creates nothing but trouble. With this phrase, the speaker tries to control the actions of the other person through guilt. And I wonder how many mothers know what it feels like to be the recipients of that phrase. Like, if you really loved your kids and spouse, then you would do X, Y, and Z for them without being bitter or angry about it. But then again, sometimes mothers might think this phrase about their kids and spouse, too. If you really loved me, then you would pick up your dirty socks on the floor. Stop leaving dishes in the sink. Put the toilet seat down. Be genuinely interested in my day. Listen to me when I'm talking to you. Show me some gratitude and appreciation for all that I do. Right, whatever it is, you fill in the blank. All of us have certain expectations of the people around us, whether we are mothers or not. And we think if the people around us really loved us, then they would do these things. Especially without us having to tell them to do it. But what about Jesus? Right? He's the best example of love in relationships. So what does he have to say? What alternative can he provide? Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever." Whoa, wait, what? Did Jesus just say, "If you love me, then you will do this"? How in the world could Jesus, of all people, use such a manipulative phrase? If you love me, then you'll keep my commandments. If you do that, then I'll ask the Father to give you another advocate who will be with you forever. It kind of sounds like if we don't keep his commandments, if we don't do what Jesus wants, then not only would he withdraw his love from us, but he also won't give us the Holy Spirit. Well, that doesn't sound right. No, that's because it's not right. Yes, hearing that phrase, if you love me, can strike us the wrong way. But Jesus is not trying to coerce his disciples here. He's not being emotionally manipulative to them. Instead, think of it this way. Rather than this being an if-then statement, it's more like a because-therefore statement. Because we are already in relationship with Jesus, because we already love him, therefore we can't help but keep his commandments. Right? That's very different than if you really love me, you'd pick up your dirty socks on the floor. This is more like, because the tree is healthy, therefore it can't help but produce good fruit. It's just what the tree does. Right? Disciples who love Jesus and who are in a relationship with him follow his commandments. It's just what disciples do. So instead of this being prescriptive, as in this is something you must do, it is descriptive, as in this is just the way disciples behave. Plus, because Jesus loves us unconditionally, therefore, he gives us another advocate to be with us forever. Think about how that must have sounded to those original disciples. Right, here they were on their last night together with him before he died. And they knew he was going to leave them, and they were terrified. They didn't know how to go on from here. They were feeling alone and abandoned. But Jesus is trying to give them words of comfort here. He's reminding them that even though he's leaving, he will not leave them orphaned. There will continue to be another advocate with them. One who will be such a reminder of the Father's love that it will be as if Jesus himself is still there. This is the Holy Spirit. And notice that Jesus himself even called the Spirit another advocate, which implies that Jesus himself was an advocate too. Right? An advocate is somebody who walks alongside of you. Somebody who remains with you. Somebody who reminds you about how somebody who reminds you of how much you're loved. It's sort of like what happened with a 4-year-old girl in Tennessee last month. She made the news because of her teddy bear. It was a rainbow sparkle bear from the Build-A-Bear workshop. It was just one of many bears that people make at Build-A-Bear. But this particular bear had something unique about it. When the girl squeezed its paw, it would play a recording of her deceased mother's heartbeat. It was a gift to her from her grandma after her mom passed away. So even though her mother was no longer there with her, she still had this bear, which reminded her of her mother's love. Well, last month, the girl asked her dad if she could take the bear to school. Well, as it so happened, the dad had been cleaning the house and accidentally donated the bear to Goodwill. Whoops. Well, once he realized what happened, he rushed back to Goodwill to retrieve the bear. But it was gone. Somebody had already bought it. After explaining the situation to the employees there, the search was on for the missing bear. Word of the bear made its way to a local radio station, WRIL. And they told their listeners about it, and the story started to spread on social media. Many people were looking for this bear and for the person who bought it. But the bear was never found. That heartbreak is probably how the disciples felt when they heard that Jesus was leaving. They had this advocate, this one who was with them, this one who had reminded them of the love of the Father, but soon he wouldn't be with them anymore. And it's almost like that love was leaving them too. But of course, that wasn't the end for them. Nor was it the end for this little girl. News of her missing bear made its way to the Build-A-Bear Company. And in partnership with WRIL Radio, Build-A-Bear was able to find an identical rainbow sparkle bear. But what about the recording of the heart? What about the thing that had made this bear so special to begin with? Thankfully, Grandma still had the recording that was used to make the first bear. So after getting the recording, the Build-A-Bear Company made a new bear for this 4-year-old girl, which now has the heartbeat of her mother in it. So in a way, this girl now has another advocate now. It's not exactly the same as the first one, but its presence is as if the first one were still with her. And like that first one, it still reminds her of her mother's love. Loving mothers, whether living or not, are indeed great reminders of God's constant love for us. And yes, there are times that we don't do what God expects. There are times that we think life works on a conditional basis. There are times that we don't treat others with the same grace and mercy that God gives to us. But then there are loving mothers who remind us that even when we do fall short, God's amazing love for us is never conditional. Sometimes there are mothers who embody the Holy Spirit in such a way that we can see Jesus at work in them. And that's just being descriptive of who they are. Maybe they remind us of God's love through their words, through their actions, through their hugs, or even through a recording of their heart. And on this day especially, we thank God for that. On that last night with his disciples, Jesus was reminding them of how much he loved them. And today, he reminds you of how much he loves you too. His love is never about coercion or manipulation. His love is always about grace and mercy and peace. Because of his love, which changes our lives and changes the world. Therefore, we can't help but treasure his commandments and keep them. Like those first disciples, we love him because he first loved us. That's what a loving relationship really looks like. So in the name of this one who always loves us, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.